any effect to that or what?
You know, it's a little different. You know, we're used to 11 o'clock games over the last couple of years, but I think 5 o'clock, that just gives us more downtime. You know, we practice every day at 4:30, so we know what it's like. I don't think it should really be a big effect. So.
But what will you do during the day that Coach talked about? You know, you've got more free time on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we'll probably wake up a little bit later, like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Eat breakfast, meetings. You know, the day will just go a little bit slower, but there's nothing really, you know, that isn't unexpected. So,
for all the new stuff that you guys have put in offense, it seems like through two games, the best play is still hand the ball to Mark Weissman and just set him up the middle. Does it make it a lot easier to do the stuff you're trying to do when you have that consistent threat like that out of Mark?
You know, definitely. You know, he's a physical running back. He, you know, he breaks one or two tackles every time he carries the ball, and you know, that's just going to open up the passing game and, you know, play action. You know, the linebackers are going to have to respect the run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, it's a very valuable weapon that we got on our offense, and we're going to keep on using it. So,
in your experience, is this game against Iowa State any different? Do they play you different than other opponents do? Is there a different energy?
Yeah, you know, we're a big rival, so obviously there's going to be a lot more energy. You know, It's always a big game playing them, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours away from us. So, you know, it's getting a lot of hype and it's a lot of excitement going into this game. So,
do they play you at all different? I mean, they've been playing Iowa for a long time. They know the program really well. Are they different than facing a Big Ten opponent, or is it kind of similar?
Well, I mean, it's a rivalry game. So, you know, they're going to play hard. You know, they want to win. We want to win. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of excitement that goes into this game. So they're going to play hard just like we expect. So.
Do you sense it a little different than a normal game?
You know,
Big Ten game?
I mean, no, we haven't played a Big Ten game yet this year, but, yeah. You know, there's a lot of excitement going to this game. Like I said, this is a rivalry game, and everyone is excited to play them. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of fans there, probably booing us, I'm sure, you know. But, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
You'd be lucky if it's just booing, right? I mean, see the bird and maybe some mooning. The bus.
You know, whatever they bring, you know, we're not going to let that affect us on the field. You know, that's just normal stuff, you know, when we go anywhere else in the Big Ten.
Do you have any stories like that? I mean, were there any craziness ever at any stadium that you were like, what the heck?
I mean, you know, there's booing when we get off the bus, you know, yelling, say, you know, you stink, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously a little worse than that, but.
Thank you.
But yeah, you know. It's rivalry. You know, you can expect that.
How much do the coaches or just maybe even other teammates ingrain in your minds this week about what happened the last 2 years?
You know, we haven't really talked about that in the past. You know, we know what we had to offer as an offense. I think we've been looking really strong offensively, defensively. You know, we've been moving the ball really well. So we're just going to concentrate on doing our job as an offense and putting up points. So.
How frustrating has it been for you as an offensive player? The team keeps seeming to get in its way with all the penalties. You can't haven't been able to sustain any momentum and really carry that through a game.
You know, yeah, penalties are can hurt you. You know, with a couple, we had a couple of first down penalties that really hurt us. You know, it's still early in the year. We got to clean that stuff up because we can't afford to do that against a good team like Iowa State. So.